back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Everyone, and welcome to Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Adventures of Superman. Our first episode of the day is The Mayan Treasure Part 1, which first aired on August 12, 1940, starring Bud Collier as Superman / Clark Kent. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Look,
it's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, mighty visitor from another world, who came to Earth when the planet Krypton was destroyed by quakes and explosions. Superman, who can twist steel in his bare hands, leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target. Superman, champion of the weak and the oppressed, who mingles with ordinary men disguised as Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. For some time, editor Perry White of the Daily Planet has been promising Clark Kent a vacation. So when Major Evans Dover, noted explorer and archaeologist, invited the young reporter to accompany him on an expedition to uncover further Mayan ruins in Central America, editor White told Kent to go along and to consider the trip as a holiday. As our story opens today, Major Dover and Kent are flying southward in a big amphibian plane piloted by Jack Corboy, Dover's pilot. Below them, a wild river winds its way through the dense jungle of Central America. Listen.
Well, Kent, we're pretty close to our destination.
Hardly seems any time at all since we took off, Major. Now we're over Central America.
That's right. All we have to do now is follow the course of that river below, and we'll come to the native village, where we make camp. How far is it, Jack?
I seem to remember it's about 5 minutes flying time from that river bend directly below us, Major.
Oh, then you've both been down here before.
Yes. Cowboy was with me my last trip. He's a seasoned explorer by now.
I may be seasoned, but I'll never get over that creepy feeling I have when those natives suddenly appear out of nowhere beside you or behind you.
Listen to him, Kent. He's been flying for 20 years, yet he still gets creepy feelings.
I always know what my plane's going to do. That's more than you can say about those natives. No, sir, I don't trust any of them.
Well, this time, Jack, you can spend most of your time with the ship. I've got Kent to help me now.
I imagine it's pretty exciting, Major, digging around among ruins thousands of years old.
Yes, it is, Kent. You can uncover some mighty strange and amazing things. You see, the Mayans developed one of the oldest and most advanced civilizations in this part of the world.
Their descendants sure have forgotten a lot of things, then.
Are there Mayans in this village where we're making camp?
A branch of that race, yes. But as Cowboy hinted, they're not nearly as civilized as their ancestors were. As a matter of fact, they can be a pretty vicious lot.
Say, they're not cannibals, are they?
Oh, no. I guess they used to be headhunters. But since white expeditions have been coming to this part of the country, they've tamed down a lot. In fact, some of the more intelligent of the natives speak a sort of broken English.
But you've got to keep a sharp eye on them all the time, Mr. Kent.
Do they object to explorers investigating the ruins, Major?
No, no. Not as long as we keep away from their sacred temples.
I see.
As a matter of fact, they're rather interested in seeing what we dig up.
But the minute you start monkeying around with their pet gods and goddesses, look out.
I imagine, then, that you don't tackle any of the sacred temples, eh?
Well, I'm mainly interested in Mayan art and records and, well, you know, that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
What was the cause of the trouble you had with that native high priest the last time we were down, Major?
Oh, I guess he thought I hadn't given him as valuable presents as I gave the chief of the tribe. But I'll make up for it this time. I brought along plenty of needles and bright-colored cloth and tobacco. So we should get a royal welcome.
I sure hope so. Because I've promised my editor a series of stories on this Mayan country. I'd hate to have to pull out before I got the material.
Oh, we won't have any trouble, Kent. If we should decide to have a look at any of their sacred temples, we'll be very cautious about it.
There's the village up ahead, Major.
By George, that's right. Look over there, Kent. You can see the tops of one or two of the highest temples rising above the trees.
Where?
Ahead and to the left, you see?
Oh, yes, I see them. Is that smoke coming from the native village?
Yes, we'll land on the river, then moor the plane to a tree on the bank.
I suppose we'll make camp as soon as we land.
No, the first thing we'll do is pay our respects to the chief of the tribe and distribute gifts.
Oh, I hope that old fire-eater Kamado is passed on to his ancestors.
Crowboy means the high priest, and I must say I agree with him. But I'm counting on Castro still being chief. He was very friendly.
Oh, what do you do, Major? Hire natives to help you with your excavations?
Yes, I give them each a yard of colored cloth a day, and they work themselves to the bone for me.
When will we start excavating?
Well, not till tomorrow. Today, we'll visit the chief, arrange for native labor, and set up our camps. Then I'll take you out among the ruins to have a look around.
Well, that'll be fine, Major. I'm mighty anxious to see them.
Hang on, men. We're to circle for a landing.
By golly, this looks like it's going to be an adventure.
Late that same afternoon, as the orange disk of a blazing sun meets the horizon, Kent and Major Dover make their way along a narrow jungle path to the Mayan ruins near the native village.
Oh, careful, Kent. Those vines will trip you up if you don't watch your step.
Oh, this is really a jungle we're traveling through, Major. I never saw such dense underbrush.
Yes.
And the trees, why, you can't even see the sky.
Well, we'll be out of it and among the ruins in a little while.
Say, that high priest seemed pretty unfriendly, didn't he?
Yes. I'm sure if Kamado had his way, we wouldn't have received any native help at all. Look, I might as well warn you now, Kent. We'll have to watch out for that high priest, Kamado. He's evidently got it in for me.
I'll watch him carefully, Major.
Now, look ahead of you, boy.
Oh, what a sight.
There you are, Kent. You're looking at the ancient Mayan city of Atacapo.
Heavens, I had no idea it would be like this. And say, some of those buildings don't look like ruins at all.
That's right. Perfect state of preservation. Look at that temple over there to your right.
Oh, Major, that thing must be at least 100 feet high.
That's the Temple of Warriors. Come on, we'll get a better look at it.
You mean to say that's been excavated?
Well, not entirely. You see, it was built on a sort of pyramid, the top of which has been cut off.
Oh, one building built on another, eh?
Yes. It's the buildings underneath that we scientists are interested in now.
Uh-huh.
Here. Yeah, if you look closely, you can see some of the Mayan inscriptions.
Oh.
There's a serpent symbol, and there's a...
Major Dover, look out! Dover! Major Dover! Oh, he's out. Completely out. I guess I shoved him too hard. He must have hit his head against the temple. But that huge stone didn't fall by accident. And there's another! Somebody on top of this temple who's deliberately trying to kill us.
I think it's time Superman took a hand. Dover will be unconscious long enough for me to investigate at the top of the temple. Up, up, and away! Yes, that's the name of the roof. He's getting set to roll another stone down. Ah, he failed me. Too late, my friend. Down to the roof. Down, down. Here, you. Don't try to run away. Oh, you want to fight, do you? All right, how's this? Oh, no. You don't get away. I want to talk to you.
No, great white bird. No harm.
I won't hurt you if you talk. Why did you try to kill us? Who told you to push those stones down on us?
Kimono say, kill.
A high priest, eh? Why does he want us killed?
No, don't tell.
Oh, yes, you will, or I'll...
No. Kimono.
What about Kimono?
Kimono say, you come... Take Goddess Ashta. She better say, Goddess Ashta is...
Poison dart. It killed him instantly. Poor devil, he was just about to tell me something important. Well, we'll go after that dart thrower.
Kent!
That's Major Dover. He's come too. No time now to catch that dart thrower. I've got to get back before Dover sees me. Down the other side of the temple. Down!
Kent, where are you? Kent!
Here I am, Major Dover. Are you all right?
Grapple to what happened.
Where have you been, Kent?
Well, there was a native on top of this temple hurling huge stones down on us. I saw the first one coming down, and I shoved you aside just in time. But as you fell, you struck your head on the temple wall, and it knocked you out.
You see a native hurl stones down on us?
Yes, deliberately.
Well, how do you know?
Well, I saw him. I ran around to the other side of the temple and caught him just as he came out.
Could you get anything out of him?
Yes, I made him talk.
And what did he say?
He babbled something about the high priest ordering him to kill us.
So. So Kamado does know.
Kamado? Knows what, Major?
Huh? Oh, nothing. Where is the native?
He was killed as I was talking to him, poor fellow. A poisoned dart came out of nowhere and got him in the back.
Yes, we've got to look out for things like that. The natives have a sort of a stick called a fusha, which they can throw poison darts with amazing accuracy.
Major Dover, why should the high priest want to kill us?
Well, I haven't any idea, but they appear to be in serious danger, Kent.
What danger? From what? We haven't done anything.
Well, that is, it puzzles me, too.
Major, who or what is the goddess Ashtar?
Goddess Ashtar?
Yes.
What do you know about the goddess Ashtar, Kent?
Nothing. Why are you so excited, Major?
Where did you hear of the goddess Ashtar?
Well, the native I caught mumbled something about Kimado, the high priest, saying that you had come to take away the goddess Ashtar.
Look here, Kent. Might as well tell you the truth.
The truth?
Yes. I told you I'd come down here to uncover further Mayan ruins. But that's not the entire purpose of this expedition.
What do you mean?
I asked you to come along with me because I needed a resourceful young man. One who wouldn't be afraid to meet danger.
Major, you're talking in riddles.
Kent, I'm down here after one of the most amazing and unbelievable wonders of the modern world.
What's that got to do with this goddess Ashtar?
Well, let's get back to camp first, and I'll tell you. Every minute among these ruins is dangerous.
Yes, I'm beginning to believe that.
I'll tell you this much now, Kent. If we're successful, we'll both become world famous. Death will be lurking behind every jungle tree, around the corner of every temple and building as long as we're here.
Wait, Scott, Major, what is all this?
It's a gigantic gamble, Kent. The stakes of fame or death. Come on.
What is this amazing and unbelievable thing Major Dover is seeking among the Mayan ruins of Central America? Why is the search so dangerous, and why should death be the penalty for failure? What lies ahead for Clark Kent? Tune in next time and follow this exciting story of perilous jungle adventure with Superman. And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
Our second episode of the day is The Mayan Treasure Part 2, which first aired on August 14th, 1940. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Look at the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, champion of the weak and the oppressed, valiant fighter for truth and justice. His unbelievable strength is far beyond that of mortal men. Superman, who wages a constant fight against crime and oppression, disguised as mild-mannered Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. On a vacation trip, Kent flew down to Central America with Major Evans Dover, noted explorer and archaeologist, and Jack Corboy, the major's pilot, to uncover further ruins of an ancient Mayan city deep in the jungle. After paying their respects to Tasso, the chief, and Kamado, the high priest of the native tribe whose village adjoins the ruins, Dover and Kent set up camp, and then went out to inspect the half-buried city. While they were examining a temple, a heavy stone was hurled down on them, knocking Dover unconscious. Kent, changing to Superman, caught the native who had dislodged the stone, and forced him to confess that Kamado, high priest of the tribe, had ordered the death of the two white men who had come in search of the goddess Ashtar. When Dover regained consciousness, Kent asked him about the goddess. Greatly excited, Dover promised to tell Kent the amazing secret of Ashtar when they reached camp. If he joined them now, they have just gained the clearing where their tents are pitched. Jack Corboy, the pilot, is coming toward them. Listen.
I wonder what Cowboy is doing up here, Kent.
I thought he was supposed to stay with the plane.
Yeah, so did I. What's the matter, Jack?
Hey, where did you two go? I've been waiting for you almost an hour.
I was showing Kent some of the temples, and we didn't realize how long we'd been.
The chief wants to see you, Major.
Kessel? What does he want?
I don't know. A native boy brought the message just after I got here. Said you were to go to the village and see Tassel.
You suppose something's wrong, Major?
No, the old codger probably wants to wheedle some more gifts out of me. But he'll have to wait. Listen, I've got something important to tell you two.
Will you say that? I smell trouble.
Let's sit down here in front of my tent. I'm going to tell you the most astounding thing you ever heard.
Wait till I pull this log around so we can sit on it.
Look out, Captain.
What's the matter?
Which log, man? There was a tarantula as big as a silver dollar right on the end of that log where you were going to grab it.
Oh.
I forgot to warn you about that sort of thing, Kent. In the jungle, you have to examine everything very carefully before you touch it.
Yes, I see that now. Thanks a lot, Cowboy.
I get it.
Now, listen, you two. What I'm going to tell you must never be mentioned in the hearing of any of the natives if you'll value your lives.
I knew it. Funny business.
You know this, Cowboy, but Kent doesn't. The ruling deity of this tribe is the goddess Ashtar.
A woman?
No, a mummy.
Ashtar was one of the last of the ancient Mayan princesses, Kent, and ruled this city centuries ago. When she died, her body was placed in one of the temples.
The one we were looking at today?
No. Where she's kept is one of the Mayan secrets, one we've got to find out.
If you live long enough.
For hundreds of years, the remains of the Princess Ashtar have been worshipped as a goddess by the natives. But instead of being a dried-up mummy, her body is in a perfect state of preservation.
Hey, you never told me that.
How do you mean, Major?
I mean that her hair and skin and features are like those of a living person. One who's merely asleep, instead of one who's been dead for centuries.
But that's impossible.
It sounds impossible, Kent, but don't forget that the ancients knew a lot of embalming tricks that we know nothing about. At any rate, the goddess Ashtar...
Hold on, Major. What is it, Jack? Somebody's crawling through the tall grass behind you. Good heavens. Kamado had a native spying on us, and he's overheard what I've been telling you. Our goose is cooked.
Whoever it is, he's getting away.
Oh, we'll fix that.
Sounds like you got him, poor boy.
Jack, you shouldn't have fired without investigating. Killing a native, even if he was spying on us, is going to put us in a tough spot. Oh,
it's too late to think about that now. Come on, we'll have a look at the beggar.
All right.
Well, it'll be a monkey's uncle.
Is he dead?
Oh, it's a huge owl.
I'd have sworn it was a human being trying to sneak up on us.
Well, the joke's certainly on you, Cowboy.
It's not the joke you think it is, Kent. The Mayans regard the owl as a sacred bird. Guardian of the dead. Killing an owl is almost as grave an offense as killing one of the native priests.
You mean that?
Yes. I'd better leave it where it is behind that bush and hope it won't be discovered. Come on, let's get back to the tent quickly.
Well, tell us more about this lifelike mummy of the goddess Ashtar, Major. How did you discover all this?
Have you ever heard of Mitchell, the British explorer?
Well, didn't he die in New York about 8 months ago?
Yes. Well, just before he passed away, he sent for me and told me about Ashtar. He got the story from a native whose life he'd saved.
It sounds to me like old Mitchell dreamed up that story. It doesn't make sense.
He swore it was the truth. He was planning to come back here to get Ashtar when he was taken suddenly ill and died.
Didn't he tell you where the mummy is? What temple it's in?
He tried to, but he was too far gone. He repeated the word crocodile 2 or 3 times, and then the end came.
Is there a crocodile temple around here?
Not that I know of. I'm going to find out which temple Ashtar is in, and then we're going to get her out somehow and bring her back to civilization.
Major, that's courting sure death, and you know it.
Oh, nonsense. I'm certain Kent and I can outsmart any of these natives, including the priests. And if we can lay our hands on the mortal remains of Ashtar, we're not only famous, but we'll make a fortune. However, we've got to be extremely cautious.
Well, it sure is worth a try, Major, and I'm with you.
Oh, I am too, but don't say I didn't warn you.
Look, Kent, you'd better stay here in camp while I go over to the village and see what the chief wants.
Okay.
I shouldn't be gone more than an hour. Are you going back to the plane, Jack?
Yeah, I'd better keep an eye on our only means of getting out of this place. It'll come in mighty handy if things get too hot.
All right, come on. See you later, Kent.
1 hour passes. 2 hours. 3. Off in the blackness of the jungle, weird animal cries break the stillness of the night. Clark Kent, asleep on a canvas cot inside his tent, is suddenly awakened by shouts.
Cowboy.
Hello? Cowboy?
Is that you, Kent?
Yes, what's up?
Is the Major here?
I suppose so. I've been asleep. Look in his tent.
He's not there.
Where do you suppose he is?
Something's happened to him.
What makes you think that?
A little while ago, old Tassel, the chief, came down to the bank where the plane was moored. He was looking for the major.
You say the major never showed up at the chief's hut after leaving here?
Yes, not. Left him at the edge of the clearing and went on down to the river. I last saw him, he was heading for the village.
Wait a minute. Did the chief send for him?
Yes, and when the major didn't show up, Tassel thought he was on the plane.
You don't suppose the major suddenly decided to go scouting around among the ruins looking for Astor's temple, do you?
Why, Georgie, he might have at that.
He's so excited about that mummy, he's apt to do anything.
And if you ask me, I think he's crazy. You can't make me believe that... Now, what's that?
Don't shoot, friend.
Don't shoot, Corboy. It's a native.
See what I told you about these birds sneaking up on you? Come over here.
Friend. Friend.
What do you want?
Bring word. White chief.
Does he mean Major Dover?
Yes. What about White Chief?
Kamado got down deep.
Kamado? That's the high priest, isn't it?
Yes, he's grabbed the major. Where is he?
Hey, what the... What? The native's disappeared.
Well, he can't be far away. I'll get
him. Corboy, wait a minute. You never catch him in the dark.
Well, what'll he do? Dover's life isn't worth a plug nickel if the high priest got him.
That native said Kamado's got the major down deep. Do you know what he meant?
The only thing I can figure he meant is down in the earth.
Exactly. And that must mean one of the half-buried buildings some of the temples are built on.
That's a good guess, but which one? There's dozens of them.
Corboy, I've got a hunch, and I'm going to follow it. In the meantime, you go back to the plane.
No, I'll stick with you. You couldn't do anything alone in the jungle. You'd get lost in 2 minutes.
No, I wouldn't. I'm not as, well, as inexperienced as you think. Besides, you ought to be on hand to guard the plane in case of an attack.
That's right. What are you going to do?
Well, you get back to the plane. I'll tell you more later.
Okay, but I think you're crazy to try it alone.
Oh, don't worry. I can take care of myself. And I'll come back to the plane as quickly as I can.
All right, I'm on my way. Good luck.
Thanks.
Now that I've gotten rid of Corboy, Superman can get to work. I'll fly over the ruins and locate the temple where they're holding Dover. Up. Up. And away. Faster. Faster. Here we are over the ruins. There's the Temple of the Warriors. I wonder if my hunch was right. My supervision certainly is helpful now. Right, yes, by golly, there is Dover in a dungeon under the temple. I must get to him. Down, down. Thank heavens there are no natives around the entrance. Now to get in. Oh, this stone door's solid, all right. But it can't stand up against Superman. There we are. Now down these steps, fast. Along this corridor. Ah, there's the dungeon up ahead. Natives guarding it. Faster. Look at them run, scared to death. It's a good thing I won't have to stop and fight them. Ah, here we are. There's Dover lying on the floor in the dungeon. Looks as if he's done for. Ripping out this iron door ought to be easy. Hope I'm not too late. Dover. Major Dover.
It's Clark Kent, Major.
Kent?
Yes.
Kent, where am I?
You're in the dungeon underneath the Temple of Warriors. The high priest captured you.
Kamado?
Yes.
Kent, what have we done for? He's got us both.
He didn't get me. I've come to take you out of here.
How did you get in?
The stone entrance door wasn't completely closed. Can you walk, Major?
I guess so. I'll try.
All right. We'll have to hurry. There were some natives guarding this dungeon, but I chased them away.
Listen. Kent, it's too late. The priests are coming in, and they're the most bloodthirsty members of the tribe. We're trapped.
We can make it if we run.
It's no use. They're coming from both directions. Oh, I'm sorry I got into this, Kent.
They haven't got us yet. Major, look. Look at that wall. A section swinging out.
And this is the end. The priests are coming through a secret passage.
Dover, look. Someone is beckoning to us from behind that secret door. Come on.
No, Kent, no. Keep back. It's a priest.
Trapped in an underground dungeon beneath the ruins of an ancient Mayan city deep in the Central American jungle, Clark Kent and Major Dover hesitate. Closer and closer come the fierce native priest, howling for revenge. There is only one way of escape, through the secret door. But who can tell what danger is lurking there in the shadows? What will Kent and Major Dover do? Tune in next time and follow this exciting story of perilous jungle adventure with Superman. And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.